Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Absolutely, always ready to get into it.
Awesome. So today we're looking into biometric time clocks.
Okay.
And I got to say, when I first heard about this topic, I kind of thought, like, really? Time clocks? That's kind of boring.
Yeah, not exactly the most glamorous tech.
Right. But digging into the research, it's actually way more interesting than I thought. And there's some surprising stuff here, like real implications for businesses and employees.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not just about punching in and out anymore. It's about security, accuracy, even like the whole workplace dynamic.
Exactly. So maybe we should start with the basics. Like, what are these things and how do they even work? I mean, I get the general idea, but...
Sure, yeah. So basically, biometric time clocks use, well, your biometrics, right? So unique physical traits to identify and authenticate you.
Okay, so like... Fingerprints.
Exactly. Fingerprints are a big one. But there's also facial recognition, iris scanning, even things like voice recognition are starting to be used.
Wow. So it's like straight out of a sci-fi movie almost.
Yeah, kind of. But I mean, it's already pretty common. Think about using your fingerprint to unlock your phone.
Oh, true. Yeah. But isn't there a bit of a like a karmic factor? You know, your employer having all that personal data?
Yeah, that's definitely a valid concern. And it's something that needs to be taken seriously. But the way these systems are designed, they don't actually store your raw biometric data.
They don't?
Nope. So, for example, with fingerprint scanning, it creates a digital template of your fingerprint, like a mathematical representation of the pattern. But it's not like they have an actual image of your fingerprint on file.
Oh, okay. So it's more like a code than a picture.
Yeah, exactly. And that code is then encrypted and stored securely. And there are, like, regulations and standards in place to make sure this data is protected.
Gotcha. So it's not quite as Big Brother-ish as it sounds at first.
Right. But of course, transparency is key. Employees should know how their data is being used and protected. And, you know, companies need to be responsible with this tech.
Absolutely. So moving beyond the, like, the tech itself, what are some of the, I guess, the main advantages of using these systems?
Well, the big one is accuracy. I mean, you eliminate buddy punching completely.
Buddy punching.
Oh, you know, when someone clocks in for their friend who's late.
Yeah.
And that can be a huge drain on businesses. You know, a few minutes here and there really adds up. But with biometrics, you know for sure it's the actual employee clocking in.
Makes sense. And I guess that ties into security as well, right? Like preventing unauthorized access and all that.
Exactly. You're essentially adding another layer of security to your entire operation. And that can be important for all sorts of reasons. Depending on the industry, you know, there might be compliance issues or sensitive data to protect.
Right, right. And I imagine it simplifies things for payroll too, right? No more deciphering messy timesheets or dealing with disputes about hours worked.
Totally. It streamlines everything. More accurate data means more accurate payroll. And that saves everyone time and headaches.
So we've talked about the benefits for employers. But what about employees? How does this impact them?
Well, I think it's a mixed bag, honestly. There are definitely potential downsides. Like, some people might feel like they're constantly being monitored, which can be stressful.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like Big Brother is always watching.
Right. And there are concerns about privacy, which we already talked about. But there are also potential benefits for employees. Like, increased accountability can actually create a fairer system. Everyone's held to the same standard. And that can lead to a more transparent and trustworthy work environment.
Interesting. So it really depends on the company culture and how the technology is implemented.
Exactly. It's not a magic bullet, right? You can't just install a biometric time clock and expect everything to be perfect.
Right.
It's got to be part of a larger conversation about workplace culture, trust, and, you know, respect for employees' privacy.
Absolutely. So I guess the takeaway here is that biometric time clocks are, well, they're a powerful tool. But like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad, depending on the user.
Well said. It's all about how it's implemented and the intentions behind it.
Totally. And I think, you know, thinking about the future, it'll be interesting to see how this technology evolves and how it might be used in other areas of our lives beyond just the workplace.
Absolutely. I mean, we're already seeing biometrics used in like banking, healthcare, travel. Who knows what the future holds?
Right. Well, on that note, I think we've given our listeners plenty to chew on today. Biometric time clocks, not so boring after all, huh?
Nope. Not boring at all. Definitely a topic worth diving into.
Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. And be sure to tune in next time, where we'll be exploring. Well, you'll just have to wait and see.
Until next time.